This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Cash rents on professionally managed farmland are set to decrease next year. That's the conclusion of a survey in the state of Illinois. Each year, the Illinois Society of Professional Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers asks its members how much on average they're collecting for cash rent for the current year. They are also asked about their expectations for the next year. The survey provides a really good indicator of rents on professionally managed farmland, according to Gary Schnittke from the University of Illinois.
We looked at that, and for excellent quality farmland, which is 190 plus bushels per acre, the farm managers said that rents in 2016 would be $318 an acre, which is down $32 from the 2015 rent.
Schnittke helps to develop the survey and tally the results. Those can be found on the FarmDoc Daily website categorized for farms with corn yields less than 150 bushels to the acre or those over 190 bushels. The move to lower cash rents is needed and doesn't surprise Schnittke.
Farm managers' rents tend to react more quickly to returns in operator and land returns. So they come down and go up faster than the average cash rent. So I'm not surprised that they're coming down. I would note that the amount they're coming down, or the level of cash rent that they say they will be charging for 2016, probably won't leave the farmer any return because operator and land returns are still below the average cash rent that farm managers say they're charging.
The first year the Illinois Society collected cash rents on professionally managed farmland was in 2007. The average was $183 per acre, $17 higher than the overall average for the state. The professional farm manager's cash rent peaked at $396 in 2013. This will be the third year in a row they've dropped cash rents, but that trend does not translate to the state as a whole. Last year was the first year statewide cash rents in Illinois decreased. The national cow herd has seen a significant decline from 40 million cows to 28 million. John Patterson with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association explains why.
And many of us would say it was due to the drought, okay? But there's about five reasons more than the drought, and there were issues like high feed prices, the age of the producers, certain demographic or producers are leaving, exiting the industry. I'll be honest with you, a lot of our producers just couldn't believe what they were paying us for our calves and for our replacement heifers, even our cows and bulls. So we didn't keep them back. We sold them.
Although we saw the decline, currently times are good, and that encourages rebuilding.
The future's pretty bright, actually. We think at least until 2020, we're going to see some pretty strong cattle prices. Maybe not as high as 2014, but they're going to be high prices, profitable prices, at least to 2017, probably more like 2020.
The states of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas have seen the biggest jumps in cow inventory, and 60% of the heifer retention is from those three states. But all across the U.S., Patterson says this rebuilding phase represents an opportunity to make herd improvements.
We got rid of our low end of the cow herd. We got rid of the less productive cows. I think we've got a pretty young cow herd with pretty good genetics in the United States. We've got a great opportunity to continue to build on quality.
Patterson says it's just a matter of using all the genetic and management tools available today.
Now you can find these bulls in the catalogs that will help you on birth weight, weaning weight, yearling weight, profitability on there. And so if we'll use that technology, I think the future is really bright. You're going to provide what that consumer is asking. Once again, tender, juicy, flavorful beef. And we've got the genetics to provide that in the country.
Once again, that was John Patterson with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.